Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. All right, so Richard Mack normally joins us, the good sheriff, sheriffmack.com, cspoa.org, joins us every Friday usually, but this time he's out. I think he's on vacation with his grandkids, Kurt. So that's pretty nifty news.
Yeah, good point, Sam. Yeah, that's what he said. He was going to be doing God, Family, Country even more this weekend.
Got to dig it. All right, so, you know, I know people might say this is a little boring, Sam, talking about Kanye West for 2 hours. Isn't there other news? But I want to keep talking about this because they're saying how Kanye's meeting with Jim Brown and Donald Trump was an absolute disaster. And then they go into a lot of the things that Kanye said. And they act like this is a problem. All right. So Kanye, for example, said stop and frisk is bad, Kurt. He's right. Why is it bad, Kurt? Because it's unconstitutional. That's why. He said the solution to police brutality is love. Did you see that, Kurt? What do you think of that? Kanye West saying the solution to police brutality is love.
You can see why they're ticked off at him. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I mean,
I think he's right. Now, you know what else he said?
What?
When it comes to jobs, we can open up industries and we can get tax breaks. It would make a big difference. Yeah. You know what else he happened to say? Something about liberals distracting black people by focusing on racism. I couldn't agree more, Kurt. They're distracting us all by focusing on racism all the time. They then say, what were the goals here? For Trump, it was a chance for him to say, Trump does care about black people, but don't take my word for it. Listen to Kanye West. I don't think that's what Trump and Kanye were saying at all, Kurt. Again, that's the racial part. They're trying to make it racial. I don't think that Kanye and Donald said that at all. I think they're just working on the solutions for America, and they pointed to many of them. But again, they drive that wedge. Hey, Donald is just looking at a way to say, I love black people, and don't listen to me, listen to Kanye say it. But again, that's how they drive the wedge. But they say what the meeting really highlighted, Kurt, was that Trump has so few African Americans in his circle. That's what the meeting showed, Kurt, to these liberals. Just how few African Americans Donald has around him. Now, I don't even know how to respond to that, because it's kind of like saying, you know, on some issue, well, hey, I know I got hundreds and thousands of calls to stop this issue, but I went for it because I listened to all the people that didn't call. Remember how we used to make fun of that congressional statement by a congressman or whatever? Oh, was that Bob Dole? All right. Anyway, okay, this is an example of what I'm talking about, though. So what all this meeting did was highlight all the African-Americans that are not around Donald.
Yeah.
Kurt, what are they talking about? How many African-Americans are around you, Kurt?
Not too many.
Is it because you're a racist?
No.
Of course not. It's because that's the way they want to make it, to be a racial card. They're not around you. How come, Kurt?
They're around.
They're not around you. Why, Kurt? It's not because you're not. You're a racist. It's why.
Just because they're not with me all the time, you know.
How come though? Partly because of where you live.
Yeah.
Partly because you're white. Like if you're black, you'd have more black people around, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe so.
It doesn't mean. Well.
I mean, I talked to one yesterday.
Wait, you're not allowed to do that.
Maybe it was the day before. Yeah, I enjoy talking to anybody, you know. I mean, whoa. As long as they're
and so dying. they're acting. Well, Donald's white. His family's white. He's got a lot of white people around him. By the way, what percent of Americans are black, Kurt? Like 12%?
I don't know for sure.
So, you know, it'd be a 1 out of 12 ratio, but that assumes that you know, these people are in the situation where they could literally be around President Trump. I mean, how many black people are around super rich people and famous people and all that kind of stuff? But when you put Ben Carson in there, when you put the black people that I know that are supporting Donald Trump, there's plenty of them around him.
Mm-hmm.
They say this. There was very little substance to this meeting, fueled by West's desperate need for attention and Trump's need for open adoration by, quote, famous people. Kurt, I don't see it that way at all. I see there was plenty of value in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what shocks me is the mainstream press can't find any good in it whatsoever. Wow. When I just don't really understand it. So CNN, why Kanye's lunch with Trump was a disaster. I think it was far from a disaster. Okay. Anything else on this, Kurt, you want to mention on?
I don't see, I mean, there's a number of headlines I saw from Breitbart that were,
let's talk about it.
In my opinion, were pretty good, when it comes to this whole thing. You have, let's see, Kanye West, let me grab him here. Kanye West stands by the Second Amendment. We have the right to bear arms. You mentioned that, but you know that is a good headline that I like to see. Kanye West to Donald Trump: when we make everything in China, we're cheating on our country.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's good stuff. Media lambast Kanye West after meeting with President Trump in Oval Office. I think we've covered that. Kanye West, the left tries to control black people with concept of racism. That's just what you've talked about. I think here's one by an author on Breitbart, says why CNN must destroy Kanye West. You know, and the bottom line is he's a threat to the standard, their side, if you will, you know, socialist, that kind of thing. And, you know, seeing somebody that comes out of it and, try to be a good example, they just can't let that go, you know. Those are some that I saw about him that I thought were good.
Now, what I think is interesting is this. Kanye talks about why he attacked George Bush as being racist, but he's defending Donald Trump. Listen to this. Uh-huh. Kanye basically says, I was in a victim mentality then, and then he announced that he had been misdiagnosed with bipolar disorder when he was actually merely sleep deprived. Anyway, they got a full transcript, they say, from their planned lunch meeting. And here's what I find interesting about it. They tell you, here's every word of Kanye West's bizarre meeting with Donald Trump. So even the headline, when all they're doing is providing you a transcript, they even attack. This is USA Today, Kurt.
Yeah.
Because it's a bizarre meeting. It's like, you know what? Trump is as weird and as bizarre as they get, and so is Kanye. Now, I guarantee you, if Trump was promoting pro-death abortions and backing the Me Too movement and shutting down Kavanaugh and destroying America and hanging out with Cortez and, you know, the Communist USA Party mixed with the Democratic Socialists of America and Kanye was attacking everybody that was good, and then they'd be rock stars. They'd be stable, common sense. But because they're doing, you know, something different, now they're talking about jobs. One, and they kind of mock one of Donald's favorite topics, Kurt.
Yep.
Is that just Donald's favorite topic, jobs, Kurt, or do you think that would be a topic everybody's interested in?
It seems like there's quite a bit of interest, Sam. I mean, the way I remember it, President Clinton said, it's the economy, stupid. Right?
Amen. Something now, then Kanye like actually tries to bring Jim into the conversation, Kurt.
Oh. Okay.
Now, they say that Kanye sucked all the oxygen out of the room from everybody, right? But they lied. Here's what Kanye said.
Were willing to allow it.
Well, of course they were.
Yeah.
Kanye says this, what people don't know about Jim. They say, first of all, he's the best football player. But they say he was even a better lacrosse player. Do you think so, Kanye? Brown, never thought about it. Trump, huh? Brown, never thought about it. Trump? Anyway, it goes on. I heard he was even at Syracuse. I love the game. And they talked about sports and stuff. And it's great to have you, Jim, Donald says. Brown says, it's good to be here, Mr. President. Trump, Kanye, it's great to be with you. West, great to be here. Okay? This is the kind of stuff. Now, does that sound like they're just shutting everybody down?
Seems like they're getting along pretty well, Sam.
He says, I've been friends with Kanye for a long time. Jim came out of nowhere, but Jim said, I like what the president is doing. And I just appreciate you guys very much. And then they go on to employment numbers and stuff. And wow. Brown says he likes North Korea, and Trump says, I like North Korea, too. That's interesting. Hold on.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt talking about the Kanye West meeting with Jim Brown and Donald Trump. They talked about a lot of things. Kanye wants to get rid of the 13th Amendment, Kurt. He says, hey, we don't have 13 floors. We can just skip the 13th. What do you say to that, Kurt?
You know, I'm not sure about that amendment. I don't know. I know there's a number that I'd like to get rid of, like 16 and 17 are a couple that would, kind of be on top of my list. But
amen.
But I'm sure I'd like to see. Do you want me to look that one up?
Yeah, well, you looked that up. They basically were talking about the campaign trail for the Donald, and they said, West, are you going to appear on the campaign trail with the Donald?
Uh-huh.
Trump said he can speak for me anytime he wants. He's a great guy. He's a smart cookie. Brown, yes, sir. On West running for president. Is this a future presidential candidate? Trump could very well be. West, only after him, it'll be 2024. Trump could very well be. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Now they're talking about on the future, or what they call lack thereof in their headline, Kurt. Look at the, what do you mean lack thereof? See, what a shame. West, we have a good, and the thing is, let's stop talking about the future. We have today. We're on the hero's journey. And Trump is on his hero's journey right now. There you have it. What do you think? So he's saying all we have is now, all we have is today. Let the future take care of itself. And they're mocking him because he lacks vision now, Kurt. I don't think that's what Kanye is saying. He's just saying we've got now that we can make a difference in. We can make a difference in the now.
Uh-huh. Right? Here's what Amendment 13 says. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So there's the 13th Amendment.
Yeah. Wow. They talked about prison reform. Okay, and that's, I think, where this 13th Amendment discussion kind of comes in, Kurt, right? Reporter says, sir, what do you want this meeting to lead to in terms of prison reform? Trump, honestly, from our standpoint, this was just merely a lunch set up between two people and me. I like them, and I guess they like me. And we're going to have lunch. We're going to talk.
What I want to know is what they have for lunch, Sam. I mean,
on the hug. Kanye says, I guess you know I love you. Trump, I know. West. Anyway, he gives him a hug. And they're even mocking the hug, Kurt.
Huh.
Now, I just don't get it. I mean, I just don't understand. You would say, Sam, you've been around for a long time in the media. Why don't you get it? They just hate everything good. I know, but it never ceases to astound me. Even this headline from USA Today, all they're doing is quoting the transcript of what happened in the meeting, Kurt. So there was a private lunch and a public meeting, okay? So it's talking about what happened in the meeting. And the headline from USA Today, this just shows their evil satanic slant. Instead of saying, hey, here's the transcript, they say this. Here's every word of Kanye West's bizarre meeting with President Trump. Well, they don't say President. They say Donald Trump.
Yeah. Couldn't.
Why would you write it like that when it's just a transcript, Kurt? Because you can attack without appearing to attack, unless you're smart enough to understand the wordsmith. Oh, they do say President Trump. I'm sorry. Bizarre meeting with President Trump. But why would you call it a bizarre meeting? What's bizarre about it, Kurt?
Well, they aren't happy with it.
So yeah, you want me to tell you what's bizarre about it?
Go ahead.
A very rich black man standing up for what's right. That is bizarre in today's society. I have to agree with him, Kurt, for different reasons, but I have to agree.
Yeah.
It's rarely done. But I'm hoping Kanye West provides leadership to where it's done more often, Kurt, because I actually believe that there's a lot more people behind the scenes that believe like this. That we don't know about. And I think they're just afraid that it'll ruin their careers. They're afraid to come out or whatever you want to say, and so they don't. But this might help others speak up, Kirk, because I believe that most people just feel, and we've heard this from entertainers for years, they just feel forced to shut up.
Yep, good point.
And that's, I think, why Kanye's saying this hat makes me feel like I'm Superman. Because he's feeling like, you know what, I'm finally going to speak up. Donald's provided the leadership. He's provided the way for me to do this. I'm going to do it. And, you know, he goes on to say, hey, all black people have to be Democrats. If not, you're a traitor. What kind of a deal is that in America? See, they call this bizarre, but I find, now somebody might say, Sam, Donald's an insider. He's a swamp monster. You've been played. And I feel that way to a great degree. Oh, Kanye West, he's a very rich rapper. He's into the Illuminati or he's into the Satanism stuff. And so, Sam, you've just been snookered. This was nothing but a choreographed satanic show on steroids. Okay, people can be as negative and undermine as much as they want, Kurt. But all I'm telling you is I look at principle, and I see a lot of good principles focused on right now, right here with this meeting.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, it's like Rand Paul says about the Chinese or the Russians. Isn't it better to talk with them instead of just, you know, send missiles or whatever else? There's so much good that can be done by simply, you know, having a conversation, having lunch. You know, I guess when Obama would do his beer summits or whatever, they would all say, man, that's really cool and stuff. Well, this at least wasn't a beer summit. And, you know, the president was spending time with Mr. Kanye West, among others, and Jim Brown as well. Of course,
anyway,
a whole bunch of the media.
Yeah, so the reason we spent so much time about it, Kurt, is number one, I think there was a lot of good in the meeting.
Yeah.
A lot of good. Now, I'm not here to debate if somebody's in the Illuminati or if somebody's, you know, mentally abusing somebody else or if this is a choreographed event. Or if Donald's taking advantage of Kanye, or Kanye snookered Donald, or who sucked the oxygen out of the room, or who was the rock star and who got snookered, and you know, who's a this. Okay, I'm not interested in all that fanfare supposition behind the scenes. What I'm interested is in each principle. I take them one at a time. When Kanye says I didn't have a father in the home and it was pretty negative for me, but fathers in the home is a good thing and we need more of that, I couldn't agree more, Kurt. My agreeing and disagreeing have nothing to do with whether I like Kanye's hair. Has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with, I believe that's a true statement and I support it. When Kanye says black people are killing each other more than the cops are, I have to agree with that fact. He's right. When he talks about how we can solve it, well, you got to understand the Second Amendment's not the problem. That's what they want to blame. He says, you know what? The problem is illegal guns. Legal guns are fine. Illegal guns are bad. Again, I got to agree. When Donald Trump says we're just friends sitting down for lunch, why can't I just accept that at face value, Kurt? Do I got to read into it and say there's an agenda here? There's a secret hostile hate. And then they run around and call me the conspiracy theorist. It's like amazing. Okay. When Kanye says we got to bring jobs back to America, we got to manufacture here. Kurt, I agree.
You can imagine that, Sam.
So I don't mean to talk about this forever, but I really think there was so much good there. And the attack, the evil, uniform attack, I don't see a single good in the mainstream press about this. The only people that are talking about that I know that are good that I see is, as you bring out, WND, Breitbart, even Fox doesn't do any good, except for this. They quote Laura Ingraham. Isn't it Laura Ingraham? Is that the talk show host, Kurt?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Laura Ingraham, Democrats unleash fury on Kanye for daring to think for himself, she says. Now, she's probably as close to the mainstream as I can get. But she says Kanye is being subjected to the attacks that await any black conservative who, quote, dares to break ranks with the Democratic, quote, monolith. Liberals treat these entertainers like pawns who are not allowed to deviate from the leftist crowd think at all. I have to agree, Kurt.
Yep.
Now, remember how I said that some people are starting to stand up and more would, I hope, with the leadership of Kanye and Donald, Kurt? It's actually starting to happen.
Cool.
All right. Laura Ingraham is standing up, which isn't too big of a surprise, but it's good, right? Well,
yeah.
There's another entertainer standing up. His name is Dave Chappelle. We'll talk about him.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
All right, Dave Chappelle's in the news. Who's Dave? He's an actor. He's a comedian. He's been in Robin Hood, The Nutty Professor, You've Got Mail, Blue Streak. Anyway, he's very well known. And I guess they say, you know, they focus on racism and relations. And anyway, but David Chappelle backs Kanye, Kurt. What do you think of that?
So he's going to have a hard time in the future getting some gigs in Hollywood.
I don't know. If Donald and Kanye start producing stuff, they might put Dave in it.
Good point.
But Dave Chappelle defends Kanye West. And Donald Trump meeting, he says, quote, I support him.
Yeah.
Now, Tucker Carlson's in the news. Kanye and Trump. Listen, Democrats and the liberal media are terrified that people might actually pay attention to what the rapper's saying. So, you know, there's a few good people point. Standing up, Kurt, just not enough yet. But just imagine if we could really force the mainstream press to deal with this. There's a lot of support for what Donald and Kanye are saying, by the way, along with Jim Brown. Yeah. Don't forget Jim, because Jim's saying the same thing, Kurt. Now you would say, well, there's only these two black guys that are Donald's friends. Donald didn't have any other black friends at all. My response is, wait a minute, didn't I just name a bunch of them? Hey, what color is Dave Chappelle, Kurt?
Good point.
Just look up photo and Dave Chappelle. I don't know what color the guy is. I don't know anything about the guy.
know.
Is he a black dude, Kern?
I'm working on it. Dave Chappelle. I guess it's C-H, right?
C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L-E. Dave Chappelle. And by the way, normally I wouldn't even look up.
He's a black guy, sir.
Yeah, normally I wouldn't even look up what color Dave is because I don't care. But I only do it because I'm making a point. So how many Dave Chappelles are there out there, Kurt, for the Kanye Wests that are out
there?
They call
him an American stand-up comedian.
Right. For the Kanye West that are out there, for the Ben Carsons that are out there, for the David Clark Juniors that are out there, for the... Okay, I can just keep going, Kurt.
Yeah.
But they act like Donald doesn't have any black support. Donald hates the blacks. Now they're saying we got to work on prison reform. We got to work on Chicago and bringing jobs and dads back. I think we got to create a T-shirt that says we need to bring jobs and dads back. Think of that, Kurt. Now, all right, if you got any more on that, we can do it. I want to move to a couple of other topics, but I told you there's some behind-the-scenes news that Trump isn't even getting credit for because of this quote meeting, Kurt.
Good point.
You got more on this, or you want to go to a couple of those?
I don't see anything else,
all right.
You know.
Do you remember who Andrew Brunson is, Kurt?
It seemed like I've heard of him.
Yeah, we've done some reports on this in the past. We've had on some guests from Liberty Council and other places talking about it, and Family Research Council and everything else. Andrew Brunson was that pastor that was in Turkey that was in prison. And we wanted to get that guy released, right, Kurt?
All right.
Well, it turns out Donald got it done. Andrew Brunson, American pastor detained in Turkey, is freed and sentenced to time served. So Donald basically made the point, you got to find a way to make the, do you call them Turkians, Kurt? Is that what they are?
Turks, I think.
Okay, Turks. Yeah, good. Thanks. Okay, so he said, we got to make the Turks happy. They got to save face. So they can't just let them go and say sorry. So all they did was say, basically, you're guilty and time served, but you're going home. And Donald and crew worked it out, Kurt, and got it done. He's coming home now. This is another example where, you know what? I know a lot of people say Donald's not our friend and everything, and I get their point. I'm concerned about it. But I'm also going to look at every good issue and every bad issue. We've got a political dissident, a Christian leader, who's imprisoned in Turkey, who now Donald got free, Kurt. You got to say that's good, don't you?
Yep, I do.
Okay, so I'm not interested in battling or, looking behind the scenes and going, it's good, but what about all the people that he hasn't freed? Okay, you can always turn it negative. You can always go south on it. But why? Why not go? I'm glad that this guy's going back to his family now because of the Donald. Or because of the Trump administration. I can't just say it's all Donald. There's other people helping too, and I'm glad about it. But can't we just find the good and the bad in every situation based on truth and principle and what's right's right and what's wrong's wrong? And it's just that simple of a discussion every time, Kurt? Can we do that?
Yep.
I think if we did, just think how further ahead we'd be. So that's something that mainstream press isn't even talking about, Harley, that I think is a wonderful thing. Now, there's another headline that I find fascinating. And I don't know if this is good or not, because I haven't read the legislation, Kurt. But here's what the headline says. Donald Trump added his signature to the Save Our Seas Act, greenlighting an initiative to clean up 8 million tons of debris from our oceans. What do you think of that, Kurt?
So you're saying there's trash in the ocean?
There's a ton of trash in the ocean.
Yeah.
And so Trump added his signature to what's called the Save Our Seas Act, greenlighting the initiative to clean up 8 million tons of debris from the planet's oceans. Now, this is where they've been attacking Donald, saying he's so against our environment, Kurt. And I don't know about the details in the legislation, so I'm not here to back this legislation or not. All I'm here to say is I agree that we don't want to get tied in this political, global warming scenario where they want to deny us all our rights and make us ride around in tricycles while, they pretend we got to make our footprint small. So I don't believe in all those lies, that political-driven agenda. But I will say that we ought to clean up our oceans, Kurt. We ought to take care of the earth God gave us. But they've been attacking Donald over the environment forever, and now this? Are they talking about that? Is that, are they going to give credit for Donald? And is that good, Kurt?
I don't see him talking about it, Sam. Do you?
Well, all I know is this. I don't know about the legislation. I don't know if it, there's more bad in it than good. I haven't read it, and I'm not caught up on it. But what I know is this. When we want to clean up our oceans, that's a good idea, Kurt.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fault that. Now, the devil could be in the details. I understand. But they also say Facebook purges hundreds of political pages, some that are alt-media, with millions of followers, Kurt. So now you got Facebook getting caught in even a greater scandal where more and more and more of their stuff is just bogus and fraudulent and scandalous and manipulated. So if you got some with hundreds and thousands of followers, what does that do to all the, you know, claims and numbers everybody's been working on? I told you that everybody, I told everybody the numbers were fake and no one believed me. And what? Now it's just proven that they're even more fake, Kurt. Right?
Yep.
So what do you think? Donald keeping more promises to more people. He's far from perfect, but there's a ton of good there, Kurt.
Well, I agree, Sam. I was looking at a Washington Examiner story, and you know, their headline's something like, you know, here's the big list of all the accomplishments, you know, that they have for the president, and it's lengthy, Sam. I mean, it's not just some. They say 289 accomplishments in just 20 months. Relentless promise keeping. They say the Trump administration's often overlooked list of achievements has surpassed those of former President Reagan at this time and more than doubled since the last tally of accomplishments. After his first year in office, giving President Trump a solid platform to run for re-election on. They say as Trump nears the two-year mark of his historic election and conducts political rallies around the country, during which he talks up his wins in hopes it will energize Republican voters, the administration has counted up 289 accomplishments in 18 categories, capped by the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. They include 173 major wins, like adding more than 4 million jobs, and another 116 smaller victories, some with outsized importance, such as the 83% one-year increase in arrests of MS-13 gang members. They say, this is a quote from Grover Norquist. He's president of Americans for Tax Reform. He said, Trump's successes in reducing the cost of taxes and regulations, rebuilding our military, avoiding wars of choice, and changing the courts rival those of all previous Republican presidents. Anyway, bottom line is there's some good stuff going on, huh, Sam?
Yeah, Rand Paul's in the news. We'll tell you about that, too. Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas, After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked to
hear that. So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Kurt Cosby's the pit bull when it comes to hunting news. He gave me so many emails, I can't even function, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
Well, yeah, Sam. And most of them just require just a little headline thing.
But there's a lot of news, ladies and gentlemen. Rand Paul's in the news.
Yeah. And, he's basically... suggesting, I'm just trying to find that one here, but he's just suggesting, let's find
Well, he's saying that
here,
the media has a cover-up, ladies and gentlemen, because I guess in the Scalise shooting, you know, in the baseball field or whatever, when that shooter went ballistic and shot Steve Scalise and other people or whatever else, then he's basically saying, hey, the media covered up what the shooter shouted when he was shooting Kurt.
Yeah, that's right, and... You know, I had not heard this before, but
of course
I guess,
not. They don't want you to hear it, Kurt.
You hear about these Muslims or whatever screaming something like Aloha Akbar or whatever it is.
They don't say that word.
I'm sure I didn't say it right. But anyway, they said that this shooter, this Democrat, kind of supporter said this is for health care when he shot Steve Scalise, the congressman from I think it's Louisiana, but at a congressional baseball game. So that's what you call one of those early skirmishes, right, Sam?
Amen to that. By the way, where are the Me Too movement folks? I guess Donald and Kanye are trying to do prison reform, Kurt, and I think there's some Me Too folks that should be howling about this. I guess allegedly a transgender prisoner is how this one kind of starts. Speaking of prison.
Yeah, it's so stupid what we've got, but, some guy who said, look, I'm a, not really a guy, so they stick him in, prison with women, and somehow he, does more harm even in prison than he did out, but they say you got to call him her, but it's just wacky stuff, Sam. I mean...
So let me try to understand this one, Kurt, just so I get it. There's a transgender prisoner. It's a guy that I guess transitioned to be a girl.
Well, that's what they say.
And I understand. You know? So it's male at birth, girl by choice.
Yeah, because he says he is.
Right. That's exactly right. And so this guy is now in prison, and they put him in the... women's prison, right?
That's right.
And now he's what, attacking women?
But now, good news, Sam, they finally put him back in the guy's place. But yeah, that's what happened. They call him a predatory and controlling biologically male rapist, has been jailed for life after attacking vulnerable female inmates in women's prisons whilst claiming to be transgendered and for the previous rapes of two other women. They call him Karen White. And it says, who was previously known as Stephen Wood, identifies as a woman, and was allowed into the female prison. I mean, it's just stupid stuff, Sam.
Well,
it's
not only is it stupid stuff, but where's all the Me Too women, Kurt? They should be going ballistic about this, shouldn't they?
Then it says, she has now been described as a danger to women and children. White was originally jailed for violent crimes and admitted sexually assaulting the women in a female prison, as well as raping another two women.
See, where's Me Too?
Outside jail at Leeds Crown Court. This is over in England, by the way.
By the way, I'm for stopping all those kinds of things, Kurt, but where's the Me Too movement when you need them?
It says, they're just not around, Sam, but it says she has passed convictions for indecent assault, indecent exposure, and gross indecency involving children, violence, and dishonesty. White, you know, this so-called lady that's a man, was also convicted for wounding and two counts of rape against two women.
Bottom line is it's psychotic, and why aren't they standing up? If there's real rapes of women going on there, it needs to be focused on just as much as any other rape.
Well, that's right. They say in the UK, referring to someone as male, if they identify as a female, can be reported to the police and logged as a hate incident with no evidence of if anyone perceives it as offensive. So that's why you get these wacky things going on
there. All right. Well, we told you behind the scenes there's a bunch of stuff going on you need to know about. That's one of them, for example, the duplicitous nature of their double standard, etc. But now I guess there's a Senate deal in the works, Kurt, backing the Donald.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. This was the... you know, I guess right now, Sam, you know, a lot of the guys want to go home. And, of course, the main thing they stand for in Congress is reelection. And, you know, so they want to be home where they can press the flesh and, you know, get a few more votes to hopefully, you know, be able to stay in Congress, Senate or the House. The Washington Times, the headline from WorldNet Daily that got passed on from Washington Times says, Senate deal confirms 15 more Trump judges. Says the Senate confirmed these President Trump judicial picks Thursday night, that would be last night, after GOP leaders reached a deal with Democrats, clearing about a third of the backlog and closing up shop through Election Day to give senators a chance to campaign.
Now, what do you think of all that, though, Kurt?
So, let's see. There's third of them. That means there must be another 30 of them left. Says three of the judges are for the powerful circuit courts of appeals, while the other 12 were for district court positions. It says many cleared on near party line votes, while others were approved by voice votes. They were the first judicial confirmation since last weekend.
Yeah, so what do you think,
on
Kurt?
Supreme Court. Well, I think this is part of that whole why it's so weird and crazy to get rid of the swamp monsters, because they got all these weird little rules, kind of like back in Vietnam where, you know, we can't beat the other guys because there's a rule you can't step across that line. I mean, they just got such stupid
stuff. I agree, but I'm going to say this. At least they cleared 15 more, though.
Yeah. I agree.
So, you know, whatever the reasons, again, I'm not here to delve into all the different opinions. I'm just telling you, hey, more judges got approved. That's good news, right?
Well, yeah. And hopefully they are good.
And while Donald's approving judges with the Congress, The View is, again, proving Melania's point that she's the most ridiculed, mocked, bullied person on the planet, Kurt. Who gets bullied on The View? Conservatives and Melania.
Yeah. This is a Breitbart headline. It says, The View blasts Melania. She has no friends, doesn't care, revels in not knowing, is what they say about her. Those seem to be kind of bully and kind of stuff, Sam, to me.
Amen to that. But there you have it. They say she has no friends. I think Melania has plenty of friends, Kurt. I'm one of her friends.
I agree.
You know, I think it'd be phenomenal if me and my wife and you and your wife could sit down with President Trump and his wife and have a dinner. We could talk about all kinds of good things and stuff like that. Maybe we could bring Richard Mack and his wife with us and, you know, that kind of stuff. Wouldn't it be phenomenal?
Yep. I think so.
All right. Donald Trump endorses prison reform, Kurt.
Yeah, and this is, you know, kind of connected to the whole Kanye West thing. But he said he's, by the way, even though Jeff Sessions wasn't for it, he says he's overruled. I'm going to overrule him on that. So there you go.
I think that Jeff Sessions needs to be fired, Kurt.
Yeah, amen.
This guy's out of control. It just shows you that even the Republicans can be big-time swamp monsters, can't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I keep thinking, you know, and have for a long time, they must have something on Jeff Sessions. Or he sure ended up doing basically nothing. Sam, the BBC says that Trump, says Fed is out of control. Now, I think you mentioned this earlier.
Yeah, I mentioned it for a couple of days now.
Wouldn't it be nice if he just said, look, you know, we're just going to go ahead and call a halt to this con game.
I agree. And I mentioned that Donald just, I mean, again, it's like a lot of these talk show hosts and a lot of these people, they bring up a valid point, but they just don't go far enough for the solutions is all.
Yeah. And during the Obama reign, if you will, you know, hey, you got basically free money going on. And now, you know, all we see is continual increases in the, interest rate when basically you shouldn't have any involvement from the Federal Reserve.
And I think they're going to manipulate the stock market. They're going to go ahead and raise interest rates. They're going to go ahead and combine that with the tariffs. And they're literally going to create a perfect storm for economic difficulty for President Trump, whether they do it in time for this election or whether it'll be 2020. I don't know, but they're certainly working on that for sure, Kurt.
I agree.
Now, I'm not for them manipulating the interest rates or being involved in the interest rates at all, but what I am saying is they're ratcheting it up too fast. And when you increase the interest rates, plus have stock market volatility, plus put tariffs there, and at some point, they're going to, all things combined, are going to go too far.
Good point.
And I pray that doesn't happen, because I think Donald Trump has done a lot for the economy. But I predict it. I just see it coming. If you want to do that, Bill Gates, carbon tax, 13 cents a gallon, you add that, and then you add tariffs, then you add interest rates going up, and it's just going to make it harder and harder for business. And when will they cross that choke point or cross that reverse return point to where it starts going backwards? I don't know that, but I can see it. All it would take is just a few more little twists of this or that or a combination or something else. It piles on is the point. And the synergism of the negative efforts become kind of paramount or at the top of the list in terms of problems. So I bring that up because I'm convinced that they're trying to do this, Kurt.
Good point.
And that's why Donald is attacking the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, all these things that weren't political before are now becoming political because, now they would say because Donald made them political, but what I would say is they basically literally insert themselves into politics, then Donald attacks them, then they blame it on Donald, that he was the one that started it. And the truth is the Federal Reserve is starting it. The truth is that the people who didn't want to confirm Kavanaugh, they started it. The Antifa, the Socialists of America, but they're going to blame it all on Donald. Donald made the courts political. Donald made the Federal Reserve political. Donald, it used to be fine and stable until Donald. And they just go on. But they're the ones that have literally pushed the envelope and changed the game, Kurt. So just a little insight into the deal there. All I can tell you is good for Kanye, good for Donald, and good for other people doing good things everywhere. Good for you, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of good. We can't just go all negative on everything. We got to embrace the good. It's everywhere if you look for it. It's hard to find because the mainstream press controls the narrative to a great degree. But you know what? We're taking on the mainstream press like never before. The new media is taking center stage. We need your financial support to make sure that it continues to do so. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. For Sam and Kurt and the rest of you, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.